Pharaoh Akhenaten during the 14th century BCE. Usually by rulers, governors, and princes from the vassal states of the massive Egyptian empire. Vassal states were kingdoms, provinces, or other groups that had their own form of government, but paid tribute to a larger, more powerful state. The Amarna letters appear as clay tablets on which scribes wrote in cuneiform. Before paper, scribes used fresh clay and wrote with a stylus by carving through the wet material. Tablets which needed to be permanent or were sent to other people were baked to stay firm. Many of these old-fashioned tablets compose the vast majority of the Amarna letters. Some of the references to Canaan included sentences or decrees like this. A letter from Berna Buriash II to Tutankhamun. In the time of Kurigalzu, my ancestor, all the Canaanites wrote here to him, saying, "Come to the border of the country, so we can revolt and be allied with you." My ancestor sent them this reply, saying, "Forget about being allied with me. If you become enemies of the king of Egypt and are allied with anyone else, will I not then come and plunder you? How can there be an alliance with me?" And these excerpts from letters by Rib Hadda. Previously, on seeing a man from Egypt, the kings of Canaan fled before him. But now the sons of Abdi Ashirta make men from Egypt prowl about like dogs. If he does not send archers, they will take Byblos and all the other cities, and the lands of Canaan will not belong to the king. May the king ask Yanhamu about these matters. If the king neglects Byblos, all of the cities of Canaan, not one will be his. These Amarna letters continue to be one of the longest enduring resources historians can use to piece together the exact location of Canaan and how much influence the Egyptian dynasties had over the Canaanites and their neighbors. Some other significant sources of information include the writing on ruins at places like Karnak. Records made by the Assyrians and Babylonians, the Ebla tablets and Ugarit texts, the Asher tablets, and the Hattusa letters. Out of all these, the second most important resource is the Ugarit texts, which also revealed a hitherto unknown language upon their discovery in the 1920s. Chapter 1. Early Bronze Age, 3500 to 2000 BCE. What is the Bronze Age? The Bronze Age refers to a period of time categorized by the primary metal used for weapons, tools, and other significant implements, bronze. Bronze is a metallic alloy consisting of copper and tin. Though metalsmiths also sometimes added additional components like arsenic or nickel to affect durability and flexibility. During the Bronze Age, the metal of the same name was the hardest substance available. Canaan was at the height of its power and societal strength during the Bronze Age, which lasted from 3500 BCE to roughly 1200 BCE. After this time span, civilizations gradually shifted into the next category, the Iron Age. But what did this mean for Canaan? The Levant region, where Canaan established itself, was host to a series of copper and tin deposits that could be mined. This position additionally placed Canaan in a desirable location for trade routes, which put it at odds with the civilizations and empires which surrounded it. The first part of the Bronze Age is naturally entitled the Early Bronze Age, and typically spans from 3500 to 2000 BCE. The earliest settlements that can be considered proto-Canaanite developed around 2100 BCE, after the collapse of sections of the Akkadian Empire. The Akkadian Empire consisted of the first Semitic-speaking peoples in Mesopotamia, which is an influential historical region consisting